According to a recent report, Georgia earned a D grade for how it handles access to mental health and addiction services. This grade comes 10 years after a Bush-era federal law requiring health insurers to treat mental and physical illnesses equally. That's what we'll be discussing this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, this report is taking a look at mental health service parity. What does that mean?
It essentially means that insurance companies and employers who pay insurance companies should make sure that mental health benefits are equal to those of physical health, such as cancer or diabetes. In other words, that there shouldn't be higher co-pays for mental health and addiction treatment, that there shouldn't be more limits on number of days of treatment or number of visits to a therapist and things like that. It's been a very important issue for mental health advocates over the years, and 10 years ago we did have this federal law that was supposed to fix it, but it sure hasn't.
A D grade, that's really low. So what were some of the reasons the report cited for Georgia's grade?
In this report, it's very critical of most states. I mean, there was only one state that got an A, and that was Illinois. There were no B grades. There were a few C grades, including Tennessee and Alabama. Georgia got a D, and there were many states that got Fs. So basically, the report is saying states need to do a better job in terms of monitoring insurance to make sure that this discrimination on mental health and addiction treatment benefits doesn't exist.
And one in six Georgians have a mental illness, and of those, nearly one in five are uninsured. So obviously health insurance is playing a big role here, but how is that different from the amount of mental health service or addiction service providers available in Georgia? Did the report take that into account?
Well, it gets there. One thing that insurance companies tend to do is pay mental health providers not very much in terms of their fees. Consequently, a lot of therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever, decline to be in an insurer's network. Now, why does that affect consumers? Because consumers have to pay the whole cost oftentimes out of pocket, and it could be $75 an hour all the way up to 100 plus an hour. And when you have higher out-of-pocket costs, even if you're insured, you tend not to use those services even when they're needed because of the cost of this care.
What could be done about this? What are some changes that could be made to improve this parity?
Well, states can act to make sure that insurers are following that federal parity law. For example, there was legislation that didn't get off the ground in the Georgia General Assembly that would have banned annual visit limits for mental health. It would have ended higher co-pays for mental health care. That would be a good start. States can make sure that insurers are following the law. They can review insurance policies to make sure that there's no higher co-pays for mental health care than there would be care for a physical health problem such as diabetes.
Andy Miller, Georgia Health News. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gpb.org.